Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Things First.
What did he prove? Is that the question?
Yeah.
That he is the one. He is the one. He is the answer to all I've wanted my entire life as a Bears fan. The Bears, plenty of reason to doubt them. Caleb Williams, no.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait.
We love talking to Danny Parkins. It happens every week at this time, 1 o'clock on a Wednesday. Check Danny out on the newly expanded First Things First from 4 to 5 on Fox Sports 1. He is at Danny Parkins on X, and he joins us via Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Hey, Danny, can I show you something?
Please. Yeah, of course.
Ray printed it out on our color printer. He used the color ink for this.
Wow, you guys got a color printer. Things are going well.
It's look at this. It's the playoff picture. And you see where the Bears are?
Yeah. I can kind of see that, but they're the sixth seed, right? They would have the Lions in a Ben Johnson revenge spot.
Yes. But isn't it weird to just see this? See this on November 12th?
Makes me nostalgic for the in the hunt graphic.
Or that's your Fox company's graphic. They do the best job with that. And I love it because it has like 12 teams on it.
What don't we do the best job with over here? Am I right? the in the hunt graphic is if the Bears just become like a perennial power, one of the unintended consequences and a small casualty of being a superpower is we will never be in the hunt graphic again, which is I'm gonna have like a wistfulness to that. I'm gonna miss that a little bit. But somehow I think we'd be able to soldier on if it was like, man, are the Bears gonna have home field advantage throughout the playoffs or merely win the division and be a 2 or a 3 seed? Like, I think we'd get over not being in the hunt graphic.
Follow me on this, Danny. The Bears are indeed in position to win this division. They have a chance because I'm looking at everybody else's schedule. I'm looking at their own schedule. It's really just a matter of if Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson continue to grow and also whether or not they get healthy people back on defense.
Yeah, I think it's a little right. I like the caveat at the end there. They can win the division. I don't think they will. I think that the schedule gets a lot tougher. I think Green Bay's defense is excellent, and while Jordan Love is inconsistent in a hilarious way and they're suffering some injuries on offense, I do think, their three losses, they allowed 10 to Philly, 16 to Carolina, and 13 to Cleveland. Like, Green Bay's defense is going to win them a lot of games. And then Detroit, I still think, is the best team in the division. So I'd be very, very surprised if the Bears won the division. But there's a path, as you mentioned. And part of the reason why you hire Ben Johnson, there's a million of them, and this is just somewhere on the list, but one of the reasons is familiarity with the NFC North. Like, the Bears obviously could have beaten the Lions last year on Thanksgiving. They could have beaten the Vikings in that game that went to overtime last year when they scored 27 and Caleb had 340 and two touchdowns and no picks. They could have beat Green Bay both times. One was on the, you know, the blocked field goal, and then the other one they did win in Week 18. So even if they are going to be an underdog in the Packers games, in the last Lions game, like, they can win those games as an underdog. So, yes, there's a path to winning the division, but I wouldn't pick it right now.
Well, and Danny, we asked this question to begin our show, and we had some fun with that playoff graphic because it is not in the hunt. And I did ask the question, if they win on the road at Minnesota Sunday, especially because that's the team that they've seen once already this season, how much does that change your expectation and evaluation of this team?
That's a good question. I don't know what could happen in that game that would make me change my evaluation of the team. Because, like, if the defense balls out, I assume most of us are going to be like, well, yeah, J.J. McCarthy's just not that good, maybe ever, or certainly yet. You know, I don't. And then I think we're at the point where we are expecting the offense to be somewhere between average and great, and we'd be surprised if they were really bad. So I don't know if there's anything that could happen against Minnesota that would make me change, like, the overall outlook of the team.
Well, no.
Was there for one of you guys?
Well, I think it's more of the expectation that this team should make the playoffs if they move to 7-3 on the season.
Right. Listen, we can game out all of these scenarios, but it is worthwhile to remember that, you know, Green Bay lost to Cleveland and Carolina. Miami blew out Atlanta and blew out Buffalo and then got blown out in the two games in between them, including one of those to Cleveland. Like, Buffalo beat the Chiefs thoroughly and then got blown out by the Dolphins. Like, it is such a week-to-week league that, like, if the Bears get to 7-3 and beat Minnesota, that doesn't mean they won't lose to the Browns. You know, like, that's just how the league works. And I don't think they are... I mean, they would have lost to the Giants probably if Jackson Dart didn't get hurt, right? Now, that's no one's going to remember that if they get to 10 wins and they make the playoffs. But, like, that's just part of how it goes here. So maybe it sounds like you guys are a little bit – I don't even think I'm pessimistic. I am wildly enthused by what I am seeing, and it's been so crazy entertaining. But I don't really feel like I am yet watching a great football team. I feel like I'm watching a really – improving offense and a really exciting football team, and a one that is 6-3, but probably pretty easily could be 3-6. And, like, that's the huge middle class that is the NFL.
No, you're right, but I don't even think they're a good football team yet. I just think they're a team with a winning record that's beat a they're bump slayers. They've beaten a bunch of bums. But my point is, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams have more chance to improve over the course of these last 8 games than anybody else because they have not scratched the surface on their actual potential yet. They're still a work in progress. Most of these other teams, we know what they are.
You think you know... I don't know. I wonder if that's, like, hometown, like, bias, right? Like, the Lions changed their play caller this week, like, after losing an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator. So, like, do the Lions fully know what they are yet?
Yeah, I think they're the class of the division. That's what they are. I know what they are.
Right, but you would agree that if the Bears changed their play caller, that would be a massive story, right? And that would be a massive change. Not just because it's Ben Johnson, but, like, that's a big thing that like the Niners think they're going to the playoffs. Will Brock Purdy play for them this year? That's a pretty big thing that could change the complexion of how we look at who the Niners are over the course of the year. So I think that we're 10 weeks into this thing. A lot of things are going to change between now and the end. But the truth is, you and I are in agreement. Detroit is going to make the playoffs. I think we're in agreement that even the loser of Rams, Seahawks, I think both of those teams are going to make the playoffs. The Bucs are going to win the NFC South. They will be in the playoffs. And then the Eagles are going to win the NFC East. So that's five NFC teams that are locked. And then it's Bears, Packers, and Niners. And depending on what you think of Carolina, two of those three teams will make it. Like that. That's what, to me, that's what the Bears have accomplished at this point in the season. It's two out of four or two out of three teams for two spots.
No, and I feel like that is fair. And that's kind of why I wanted to bring it up to begin with, is because I think questions like this do help people evaluate the team. I'm with you. There's a lot about the NFC North that I still think is at least up in the air, as far as it's not the same confidence that you can evaluate these teams with that you had last year. You know, like you mentioned, we see Dan Campbell calling the plays on the sideline. I thought that the Micah Parsons trade meant that Green Bay was a Super Bowl contender, and we've seen how inconsistent they have been. In fact, we were playing cuts on the afternoon show from callers in Wisconsin talking about how good the coach is in Chicago. You know, there's a lot that's undecided.
Love that bit. That's a great bit. Out of town sports radio is a great bit. I love that.
Good it job, is. And like, that was Tanny just listening to post game calls, and like that, not only does it show, number one, how things have changed, but also number two, I don't think there's a lot of truths to be had in the division right now that you can lean on.
Yeah, it's a very competitive division. There's very good coaches. I know everyone wants to write off J.J. McCarthy yet, but we'll see. He's played the least of all of those guys. It's a very, very tough division, and I like where the Bears stand. Like, I like the Bears coach. I like the Bears quarterback. I like a lot of talent on the team. If Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson both come back this year, I mean, that's a real potential boon to the defense. I don't think it solves everything, but I think it's a real reason for optimism. So, yeah, I mean, there's a path here where the Bears make the playoffs and then are very dangerous in the playoffs if the offense improves over the next 8 weeks, I think, to what Marshall was driving at earlier, as much as they did in the last 10, like, this team could be pretty damn scary at the end of it. Can I ask you guys a question?
Of course.
By the way? Okay. It feels like, and I'm not sure if you agree, and I don't know if this has been talked about at all locally, it feels like we're nibbling around the edges of a decision regarding Caleb Williams that might impact how Bears fans refer to him for the next, like, 15 years. And that is, people are starting to talk nicknames. Like, Iceman seemed to come out of that little video with the Bears. I saw someone commented and called him C. Willie. I really like what I said on TV, but I'm obviously biased because I said it. Like, I think he is the one, and you could play like that clip of Morpheus at Soldier Field, because he does his Houdini acts of like escaping sacks and evading pressure. It's like Neo in the Matrix dodging bullets. Like, I don't know, and I like if you can play a clip of a movie that everybody loves on a stadium jumbotron and the whole crowd goes insane. So like, imagine like if let's say like the one. Like caught on, and then like the Bears are down four with 90 seconds and two timeouts left, and they just put on the jumbotron Morpheus going, he is the one, and then it cut to Caleb Williams running onto the field. Like, the place would go ballistic. And I also kind of like Iceman, because you could be like, that's right, Iceman, I am dangerous. And like Val Kilmer could like click his teeth. Like, I think there's like real potential here, but we can't do C. Willie. We can't allow that to happen. And I just feel like we have to nudge fans in the right direction on what this nickname could become.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, the problem is it's Theo Benedad who's leading the charge on See Willie.
I don't like it.
He said, we call it See Willie time because he's just as cool as ever in the fourth quarter. So when it's the left tackle, doesn't that get the biggest vote here?
The irony, Danny, is that Theo Benedet and his lack of consistency and protection in the passing game has allowed him to have those opportunities to play the Neo character.
Yeah. Layla, I think if Darnell Wright was leading the charge, that would carry a lot more weight with me than Theo. Like, you know what I mean? Should he have more of a say in Caleb Williams' nickname than me? I don't think so. Like, I actually am not positive that he should. And so I just don't want us to rush into a decision on this. I don't want anyone to make a wrong decision. Mm-hmm. You can't choose your own nickname. It's often given to you. Like by the way, Victor Wembanyama, it goes by Wemby. I kind of thought Big Vic was better. I thought Big Vic was better. I lost out on that one. Like, his Instagram handle is Wemby. Everyone's calling him Wemby. I lost. I'm willing to lose the vote, but I would suggest the one or maybe Neo, like a Matrix style theme. But again, I'm just a humble servant of Bears fans here, know. So I want the discussion to happen because I don't think we can allow it to be See Willie.
Let me kick back.
Iceman can't be it because that's Paul Wall. So we're not doing that. So the one may be better.
Iceman is Val Kilmer in Top Gun.
The Iceman is Paul Wall.
Iceman is Val Kilmer in Top Gun.
No, I understand both of your references. Let me just back up and say, why does he need to have a nickname in this manner? Why can't Caleb itself be the nickname? Here's why. It's biblical, right? And so it's of biblical proportions. And if you know who Caleb was in the Bible and his role in getting to the promised land, which is where Bears fans want Caleb to take us, I think that fits. It's one name. Sometimes, like, Mike was just Mike, okay? Caleb is just Caleb.
Listen, I don't know that we're ready necessarily.
No, I'm not saying I'm not putting him on the same level as Mike.
Well,
I was
because
just
he
using
was also
the
he was also Air Jordan. It's not like he did not have nicknames. And by the way, to your point though, Marshall, most NFL quarterbacks do not have nicknames. Like, Mahomes doesn't have a nickname. Josh Allen doesn't have a nickname. Lamar Jackson doesn't have a nickname. Like, they are more like Prince, like it's just Lamar, Josh, Mahomes. Like, we do normally Stafford. Now it can't be Williams. So to your point, it would be Caleb. Like, that is normally how QBs go. But back in the day, like, Broadway Joe for Joe Namath, like, there is precedent for it, is all I'm saying. And I just, when I saw C. Willie, I became very, very concerned. And I thought this is a big issue for me.
C. Willie's too close to Free Willie, and that's the first thing that comes to my mind. I don't want to go down that path.
Yeah, Free Willie was a good movie. It really tugged at the heartstrings. Should there have been an easier way? Like, could he really have cleared that wall? I feel like the bloopers, the alternate ending of Free Willy, is that whale just jumps on a wall and dies.
Wow. That got dark very quickly.
Very Simpsons ending out of you.
I'm just saying, that's
you're
what
not
would
wrong.
Have actually happened. No whale could have cleared that wall.
I just want to point out that See Willie has nothing to do with Free Willie. It's Chili Willie, the little penguin. This does not help the cause of the See Willie nickname.
Oh, but, yeah, I knew. Chili,
you know, Chili
Willie the penguin. Yeah,
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
It doesn't help. Doesn't give it any cool
points. So you just wanted to
be... He can't be See Willie. I'm not going to allow it. That I will openly campaign against.
But the that one is your vote. That is your or you're saying you initiated this the one campaign.
On. You want to go toe to toe against Theo Benedict for this? I mean, that,
say again?
The Canadian
Eagle? You
want to
go toe-to-toe against Theo Benedict for this? Is there a physical matchup involved?
I mean, well, like, obviously, no. but a battle of like, wits and influence and, like, public sway? Like, I think I'm willing to possibly engage with him on that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know him at all. But, like, again, like, I feel like my megaphone against his, like, I've got a shot. In that battle is all I'm saying. And, like, no disrespect to Theo. I just think we can do better. That's all I'm saying. And by the way, if Caleb loves it, then I'm on board. I'm willing to lose. I just don't want us to, like, oh, wow, Theo Benedict commented on Instagram, and now our quarterback is C. Willie. Like, that's just not enough.
I'm just happy we're able to have this conversation, because that means wins are piling up and Caleb Williams is becoming the player who he was destined to be as the number one overall pick.
And also, the Bears got a coach fired, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah. Bears did get a coach. Right, right. And by the way, we should be willing to have this conversation anyway. Like, this is what, and the analysis is whatever. Like, everybody watches the games, you have your opinion, you're not going to be like, this is the bread and butter of what we do here, and I think it matters. I think it matters. And so, again, most likely he will just be Caleb, which is great. It's a sweet name. There's never been anyone else who's been Caleb. I get it, but it can't be C. Willie. It can't.
That's the bottom line. It just can't. That's the takeaway here. It cannot be C. Willie. That's where you draw your line in the sand.
Yeah, and you guys, Grody needs to be going around to people at House Hall and asking how many people call. Like, can we get some boots on the ground reporting here? Like, who can we text? Like, who can we ask? What does DJ Moore call him?
Ray's on it right now. He's going to text.
What is Roma Dunze? What does Roma Dunze call him? What does Antoine Randall call him? Like, if they all call him C. Willie, then the battle is lost. Like, the war is over, and I'm late to it. But I wanna nip it in the bud prematurely if it's just one guy on Instagram. That's what I'm saying.
I think technically it was a press conference, right?
Yeah, like, it was an actual
press
scrum.
Availability.
Yeah. All right, fine. Whatever it was.
I know what DJ Moore calls him, Bossy. That's what DJ Moore calls him.
Yeah, he called him boss. That's true. That's a good point.
So he might be the boss.
He's the first one who speaks on the track.
Yep.
In the words of Khalees. All right, Danny, we'll continue to try to figure that out. But I kind of like the idea of people just calling him what they want to. I'm not here to gatekeep.
Well, that's the difference between you and me.
At least you admit it. At least you're self-aware and know what your standing is. Appreciate
Damn
you, Danny.
Straight. And by the way, again... Not to, it's your show and I'm a guest, but, like, you can call him whatever you want between 10 and 2 on the score. Are you? Right? You know what I mean? So, like, I'm just saying, I'm calling him the one.
I'm calling
him the one. I don't care if it's an army of one calling him the one. When he gets, how did he escape some of those sacks?
No, that's fair. That was very Matrix. Very Matrix.
Right?
Yep.
Like he sees the game differently. Everyone else is slow. He is fast. We've been waiting for him forever. It's a revelation. At the beginning, it was rocky and inconsistent, and he didn't totally believe, but then he evolved over the course of the movie. Then it was a franchise-altering thing that spanned multiple generations, kind of changed the way we viewed cinema in many ways, a signature thing. Like, he is the one.
Draws a lot of parallels to how AI is going to use humans in a few years. No, I feel you, Danny.
Yeah,
it's not bad at all.
There's going to be a spinoff. It's going to be John Wick in 20 years.
Thanks, Danny. Enjoy the next upcoming hour that you can watch, Danny, by the way, 4 to 5 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. That is newly expanded First Things First. So we will enjoy him there as well. Danny, thanks for coming on.
Can't wait. We'll do it again next week. See you guys.
Yes,
thanks, Danny.
We will. Maybe we'll have an answer by then. Danny mentioned him. Mark Grody next with the very latest from House Hall, including following up on a question we had as a show. We'll do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.